Hello and welcome back to the TTP, to Tani Talks Parsha, the show where we talk the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We've come to the second Parsha of the trilogy of the Parshiot regarding Avraham. Again, Avraham being one of my favorite characters in the entire Tanakh, especially in the Torah, especially in Sefer Bereishis. We're in Vayera, jam-packed Parsha, a lot of stuff going on in this Parsha. Of course, the three angels we're going to talk about in a second. We'll talk about, you know, Yitzchak coming into the picture, sending away Yishmael, and the angels by Lot we'll talk about gobbling in a second, and then the angels destroying Sodom, Avram trying to argue on the behalf of Sodom as a lawyer, if you will. Even though they were really bad people, Avram had such a kind heart, he wanted to try to save them. And then, of course, the episode of Lot and his two daughters, which is not something I'm going to get into. Very uncomfortable story, if you will, but, of course, that's for a different type of a situation. And then, of course, Avraham and Sarah being abducted by Avimelech, and then Yitzchak coming literally into the picture and sending it out Yishmael, like we said. And, of course, the Akedah, the massive, beautiful episode of the Akedah, which is almost unfathomable, but for another time. The story I do want to point out, do want to pick up on, is that of the three angels by Avraham, and then the two angels by Sadot. First of all, isn't it interesting that Avraham merited to have three angels, but Lot only merited to have two angels? Why? Because each angel has a specific purpose, right? So they came to Avraham, and two of them were to come to Sodom. One of them was going to save him, and the other one had to destroy Sodom. And then there was another angel that was going to tell Sarah about having a child, and to heal Avraham from his circumcision. And the two were connected because it's about, you know, healing and bringing children into the world. So that angel went on his merry way. And then the two angels came to Lot. So Lot only had two angels and Avram had three angels. But look at the difference between the angels that come to Avram, what happens, and the angels that come to Lot. So Avram has these three angels come, and Avram is of the philosophy, Emor ma'at ve'aseh harbe. How do we know that? Say a little bit, but do a lot. Especially in realms of chesed, which is a huge aspect of Judaic life and Jewish life and life in general that I really connect to, why I love Avraham so much. That's his main trait. Avraham tells him, come, my lords, please, do not pass by your servant. Please come sit down. I'll give you a little bit to eat. I will fetch a morsel of bread. A morsel of bread. Do you know what Avraham gives them? Three seahs of meal, fine flour, need to make cakes. He took a calf, and he slaughtered it. He took cream and milk, and he placed it all before them. Some commentators say he slaughtered an entire calf just to give each of the angels tongue to eat, which is a delicacy. Of course, the angels don't eat to begin with, but he didn't know that. So Avram says, you know, come have a little morsel to eat, and I'll give to you. But Avram gave so much more than he said. In contrast, and Avram was like so earnest and so wanting to have people in his house that literally he's talking to Hashem. Hashem appears to Avram and he sees these three men, and Avram says, please, Hashem, don't leave me. I gotta go for a minute. I'm gonna go take care of these guys and I'll come back. You're talking with Hashem. Mom is talking with Hashem, but you go instead to greet your guests. From here, the sages say it is greater to have guests, to do Hachnasas Orachim, than to greet the face of the Shechina. How do we know? Because we just said Hashem was talking to Avram in the beginning of the Parsha, and Avram said, I'm going to go deal with these guests, I'll come back. So having guests, dealing with guests, is even greater than talking to Hashem. Then when the angels come to Lot, contrast it when they come to Lot, Lot says, come, please, stay with me. The angels came to him, and they said, you know, come stay by my house. They said, no, we're going to spend the night. He urged them very much, so they came. So we got to give Lot credit that he wasn't a Hachnosis Orchim. He was not into the idea of staying with Avram's morals. Obviously, he left to Sodom. But one thing he must have kept from Avram was having guests. So he's a perplexing hero, the notes point out in the Art Scroll Chumash. Why? Because on the one hand, he risks his safety, if not his life, to defend the angels, Hachnosis Orchim. On the other hand, incredibly, when the people of the town learn what Lot did, the horrible crime of having guests, because it was against Sodom's rules to have guests, they were very against Hachnasas Orachim, very selfish, selfish people. So when they found out, they converged on this house, they wanted to kill Lot. And what happened? Obviously, Hashem struck them with blindness, they couldn't find the door, and then, of course, the angels The angel took Lot and his kids, the two daughters, out. The wife passes away when she looks back to see what's happening, and the sons-in-law didn't want to come. Anyway, he offered his own children to the crazed mob. Usually a man will fight to the death for the honor of his wife and daughters, yet this man, Lot, offered his daughters to be dishonored. Said Hashem, by your life, it is for yourself you keep them. Because the end was that the drunken Lot was with both his daughters, they conceived by him. Tanchuma points out he made a further appeal that as long as the guests were under his roof, they were under his personal protection. His fellow sodomites should desist from his sake. That's why the word, you know, sodomy, I don't want to talk about crazy things on the show, but, you know, it comes from Sodom. Terrible things come from Sodom and the outlook and the way of going about things that Sodom people would do. Anyway, so Lot is a very interesting, perplexing hero, as the notes point out. You know, he's doing Achnas Zorchim, but at what cost? You're going to give up your own daughters to do Achnas Zorchim? That's crazy. That's not an Avrahamic way of looking at things. Avraham, on the other hand, involves the lad. He says, he hastens to Sarah, and he says, take this, and he also tells, I believe, he tells his lad, it doesn't say it outright, but I believe he also had Yishmael, who was visiting at the time, help him be involved in Hachnasas Orchim. So he was very much involved. His lad might not have been there, but I'm sure he had Yishmael involved in this as well. Avram personally is dealing with the angels. He gets his wife to deal with the angels. He says a little, does a lot. Lot, on the other hand, offers up his own kids to deal with them. So this is what I want to focus on, the difference in ideology. You could do Achnasas Orchim, but you could do it in the wrong way. And you could do Achnasas Orchim, you could do it in the right way. You know, say a little, do a lot. That's the real philosophy that we should live by that comes from Avram. When you say you're going to do something, don't just do the one little thing. Go above and beyond, especially when it comes to guests, especially when it comes to giving to people and cooking for people. A lot of times when there's a simcha, lo aleinu, a loss in our community, and I like to cook for people, or sometimes we'll buy and we'll send food to people. But if I'm going to cook for people, my wife wants to say, what are we going to put on the meal tray? What are we going to put on the potluck or take them a meal? What are we going to write? So a lot of times we'll say chicken and sides or chicken and this or something meat, something chicken. I don't like to say a little, I just want to say a little bit. And then what I like to do, if all goes well, and I remember, I like to do more than what I say, because that's the Abrahamic way. That's the Avraham way. So I'll say, all right, chicken and a side, but really, I might make them chicken, breaded chicken, handmade breaded chicken with breadcrumbs, and then I might make them French fries from the store, and I might make them chicken nuggets for the kids if they have. Then I might give them a fruit platter from the store. I might give them seltzer and utensils and napkins and maybe a side of broccoli or cauliflower. That's a more ma'afes herbe. I say I'm giving you chicken, but really I'm going to give you four things. I like it to be a complete package, soup to nuts, as they say. The main, the side, a dessert, and something for the kids. And I want it to be bundled up with the plates, with the utensils, so they don't have to go anywhere. If the food is cold, granted, they might have to warm it up, but at least everything is in the bag or two when I bring it over. And that's just a small example of a momor ba'avya seharbe. We see from Avram, as contrast to Lot, who gives up his own family. Avram involves his family. Lot gives up his family for guests. How do we go about things? And that's the idea. Say little, do much. Say little and do much involved in your life. Make sure to do more than you say. Yeah, you say you're going to give $5 to tzedakah, give $10 to tzedakah. Go above and beyond. L'fem b'shuras hadin. You say you're going to help out for 5 minutes, help out for 25 minutes, 35 minutes. You say you're going to give a little to clothing donation, give 3 bags to clothing donation. You say you're going to give some food to the food bank, give 10 cans instead of 1 can. Do what you can to go above and beyond. That's really the Avrahamic way. Avraham is moser nefesh for the mitzvos. You know, he almost sacrificed his own son, which is such a difficult trial. He had 10 trials, such a difficult trial. Avram goes above and beyond, and we see this in the angels. We see this in contrast to his nephew, who was wonderful that he was involved in Achnas Zorchim, but not exactly in the right way. And why put yourself in a society that's against Achnas Zorchim? You should be in a community that loves Achnas Zorchim, loves mitzvot, loves chesed. Find a community that is in line with your values and appreciates your values, not that goes against you and tells you it's against the law. So keep in mind to say little and do much. To say a little bit, but do a lot, and keep it in the Abrahamic way. Join us next time as we talk about the Parsha of the Week with some practical lessons here on the TTP, and I'm your host, Tani.